This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm here with Lila Abbott. Lila, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you involved with digital asset management, Lila?
I am the Senior Digital Content Analyst for the Metropolitan Museum of Art. In other circles, it's known as Digital Asset Manager. It's basically the same role. It just has more of an information science bent because I love metadata, so I like working with metadata schemas and information architecture and the documentation of standards, along with usability for digital asset management systems or other information retrieval systems. I do branch out from time to time, and strategy for digital asset management. So big picture stuff. Educate people on what digital asset management is as a practice, and that to understand that it's not just an application. So that's really my kind of educational charge.
Mm-hmm. And then do you do documentation and process as well?
Yeah, I do. Because of my information science bent, I'm really into metadata schemas and the cataloging of the assets and what taxonomies that we leverage. And I like to write that stuff all up so other people can read it. Imagine that.
Wow.
So that somebody can just pick up that document and pick up right where they left off. So I like to provide guidance for people that are the future digital asset managers in that particular organization or institution.
Excellent.
So guides for the catalogers. Like I've written many librarians' manuals. So.
Do you like particular standards?
I do. I'm a big fan of Dublin Core. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't be.
True.
Because it really is very much in line with my pragmatic approach to digital asset management. So, yeah.
Excellent. And so, Lila, you write a blog, which recently you've written some posts about DAM, which have been quite popular. Tell me about,
yes.
More about that.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm glad they're popular. My last two postings have been, what kind of who do you need to make a DAM work? And I go into descriptions of the types of roles that are necessary to do digital asset management properly. Because I think a lot of times people think we're just going to buy this wonderful application and it's going to fix all of our, you know, the fact that we're drowning in all this digital information. There's very little understanding out there that it's not just an application, it's a process. You know, it's a business need and there's technology to help with that business need, but you also have the right staffing. Mm-hmm. And I think because it's very cross-disciplinary, the practice of DAM, it brings together professions that weren't normally at the same table before. Business analysts and creatives and production managers, you know, librarians and information science people and rights and usage experts, and you know, you have your programmers and your developers, and all these people do have to actually work really closely together. And I think that that's something that's very new. There's a lot of professional silos out there. Mm-hmm. So I think that breaking those down and having to come together on a project is a really new thing for a lot of organizations.
That sounds like a lot of collaboration involved. So is it fair to say that digital asset management is not a temporary task?
I believe that it is not a temporary task. I mean, I think that it takes about, depending on the size of the organization, 1 to 2 years in terms of having the experts that you need on board, consultants, integrators, to get the project rolling and the process rolling. Again, depending on the size and what you're really ingesting, once you have most of the process kind of nailed out, you can have other staffing involved and take over where the experts, you know, have left off.
So as long as you have accountability and governance, is that fair to say?
Yep. As long as you have, you know, if you have your standards that can be used as a guide, and as long as you continue to revisit your processes, I think it's really important that your staff have a professional development charge. Mm-hmm. That should be part of their role, is to make sure that they're continually educating themselves on the process and the DAM landscape. That way they stay current.
Lila, where can we find your blog?
It's actually my name. I've tried to keep it simple. That's my approach, and it's lilaabbott.com, and that's L-E-A-L-A, Abbott, A-B-B-O-T-T.com.
Excellent. And what advice would you have to share with other DAM professionals, or even people aspiring to become a DAM professional?
Particularly when I look at resumes, I'd like to see that people they've worked in different types of organizations, from big ones to small ones, to cultural heritage organizations, to for-profit organizations. I find that people that have a more multi-dimensional experiences bring a lot more new ideas, fresh ideas, innovative and more creative solutions to problems than someone who's just been in the same place or organization or field of work the length of their career.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Well, thank you, Layla.
Yeah.
For more on digital asset management, you can log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.